This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Frankly, I'm not sure what kind of craziness is going on at the FDA. This past week has been filled with crazy recommendations, all of which are overly industry-friendly, but potentially harmful and costly to consumers. There was the recommendation to approve a new cholesterol drug that's reported to be safe, but that's based on only a tiny amount of data. More importantly, the drug has never been shown to do what it promises, to prevent heart attacks. Why did they prove it before this vital data was available? I have no idea, but it certainly seems that the fox is guarding the hen house. Also, we saw yet another poster child for a new drug for a disease that doesn't exist. Amazingly, a so-called group of experts advising the FDA recommended approval of Sprout Pharmaceuticals' drug flibanserin. Their approval came after busloads of women recruited by Sprout showed up to support the drug. These women didn't represent a cross-section of all women. They were not scientists, and they didn't even objectively review the data about risks and benefits. They were simply lobbyists. Flibanserin is a drug intended to make a disease out of low sexual desire in women and then offer a miracle cure. Only it's not a miracle. Yes, some women lack sexual desire. For some, they wish their drive could be higher. But for many others, it's not a problem at all. Still, others report that they have the drive, but really only when the situation is right. And no pill given to a woman is going to change their situation or their partner. Twice, the FDA rejected the drug because it didn't work well, it isn't safe, and the harms greatly outweigh the tiny, and I do mean tiny, possible benefits. The drug is intended to treat a disease called female sexual interest arousal disorder. Now, that doesn't really exist for the public or for the medical profession. It causes no pain. It does not impact life expectancy nor affect body function. It is another example of disease mongering and overdiagnosis. Overdiagnosis is when a drug company takes healthy people and makes them into diseased people who now need treatment. Overdiagnosis leads to people thinking of themselves as less than. It leads to the harms of unneeded tests and therapies. And, of course, there is the wasted money spent on unnecessary and often ineffective treatments and side effects caused by the treatment. In this case, flibanserin's tendency to cause fainting. Enough is enough. We need consumer-focused, evidence-based advisory panels that are not afraid to say no to drug companies. Drug companies that lack clear and convincing evidence that the drug they're marketing will do us more good than harm. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.